I should think for many people, myself included, the last few weeks of lockdown of this pandemic have been a pretty humbling experience. Let me try and explain what I mean by that in my own personal circumstances, for example. Before this lockdown began, I'd taken up the hobby of photography. I was really enjoying it. And I'd made all sorts of plans because I was on sabbatical as well, a break from work. All sorts of plans about where I would go to take some amazing photographs, which I could then post on Instagram. And then the lockdown started. And suddenly I couldn't travel off here, there, and everywhere to take photos. I couldn't be on my own because I have a wife and three young children. And I couldn't do just what I wanted to do and had planned to do. Quite humbling. You suddenly realize that you're not as in control as you thought you were. You can't just decide what you will do tomorrow. And very helpfully, God took that away. It was humbling. And we all need to be humbled sometimes. We need to be reminded that we're not as high and mighty as we think we are. We need to be brought down a peg or two. Now, we're in some verses in Philippians that talk about the humbling of the Son of God. But the Son of God didn't need to be brought down a peg or two. And no one humbled him, he humbled himself. Listen to the next few verses in Philippians that we're looking at today. Philippians 2, and from the end of verse 7 and on through verse 8. And when he, that's Jesus Christ, had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. Jesus humbled himself, the Son of God humbled himself by becoming human at all. He was God the Son. The one who quite rightfully enjoyed all glory and praise and was at the center of that in heaven. But he humbled himself by taking on human flesh. But then, having done that, which was humbling enough, he then even humbled himself by dying. He obeyed his father's will, which was for him to die for the sins of his people. But it wasn't just any old death. It was death on a cross. A cross was the sort of death reserved for the lowest of the low, the worst of criminals, non-Roman citizens who had no rights at all and were to be humiliated for their crimes. Well, Jesus had committed no crimes. And yet, he suffered the most humiliating death one can possibly imagine. And he suffered it willingly. He went to it himself. What a staggering example of being humbled. And he did it to himself. And he did it for us, his people. Now, Paul in these verses is using what Jesus did as an example to us. We should be people who have benefited, we are people who have benefited from Christ humbling himself in such a staggering way. And we should be ready to take up our cross and follow him. We should be ready to be humbled and to humble ourselves, to take the lowest place for the sake of others. It's the way our Lord Jesus went. It's the way he calls us to go too. So pray that when God takes control away from you, takes things away from you, position away from you, prominence, whatever it may be, that you wouldn't fight against that, but you would recognize that you are being called to follow in the steps of Jesus. And you'll see tomorrow where that ultimately leads.